Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. This morning's message is about the great cloud of witnesses that we have. We will begin by reading from Hebrews 11. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it, the men of old gained approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, all died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. We'll skip down to verse 32. And what shall we say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. And all of these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us they would not be made perfect. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. A great cloud of witnesses primarily applies to the great list of Old Testament heroes just detailed in the preceding chapter. And in the metaphor of a great athletic contest in a Colosseum, these witnesses correspond to the spectators. It is impossible to not think of these witnesses as spectators in the Colosseum. These champions of old occupy the place of spectators, but they are more than spectators. They are spectators who have went before us with their struggles and who bear testimony to the certainty of our success if we strive lawfully, as mentioned in 2 Timothy 2, verse 5. If anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules. Hope you run that race today with endurance. We want to invite you to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens, Alabama. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off New Cut Road. Our times of service are Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with Bible classes for all ages, and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day, and God bless.